John Norsterkenius.
That was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! American Marketer! Border Turkle, that bastard!
Beast!
Boom, wink.
The Finnish Conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny. Do not vomit me.
It's a love affair.
And welcome to episode 110 of Three in the Box, your underground wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Sunday, October 30th, and this is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about streaks, injuries, and puppy monkey baby.
Puppy monkey baby!
Puppy monkey, monkey baby. Baby.
Puppy monkey baby.
In the studio with me is Kenny.
Baby. Hey, what up?
And Jive.
Hey.
So it's a special Halloween edition. Our first Halloween video podcast where...
What would give that away?
If you're listening, we're all wearing wigs of assorted...
These aren't wigs.
This is my real hair.
Her.
I groom this on a regular basis.
I love my bangs.
Beautiful.
It's like I need to get more of a Bieber bang, a Bieber cut, I think, next time, though.
I don't know if Trump would approve of it, though.
Yeah, I'm missing a little orange in the rest of my face, right. I think. Going back to Puppy Monkey Baby.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Kenny and I and my wife, we went to a Halloween party last night.
We needed an easy way to just put up a
an image.
An image.
But basically, one of us was puppy, one of us was monkey, one of us was baby.
Oh, you don't want to see me in the baby.
Oh, it is the goddamn creepiest.
Nobody
mask
puts
in the
baby
world.
In the corner. Not that baby. Nobody puts that baby in the corner.
And the monkey looks like he's going to rape you because it's a creepy ass monkey.
Uh-huh.
Going back to the old days when Jive and I were playing in a band called Spew. It was a mask that our percussionist BBX would play in, and it's a goddamn creepy mask is really what it is.
It is. That's a great monkey mask.
It is. It really is. So that's what we were doing. What have you guys been up? I mean, it's been 2 weeks. I mean, so we've had a lot.
Well, it's been 2 weeks because a couple of, you know, us were in Vegas.
We were scouting out the exhibition team.
Well, while you guys were in Vegas, I actually got to enjoy a real game.
Yeah?
I did.
A
real game. Like, in-person real game.
Oh, wow.
You know, got to do that. So what else did I do when you were in Vegas?
Well, you know what I did today? I went to Uptown.
Oh.
In Uptown?
Uptown in Uptown. Town.
Yes.
Okay. That's not confusing at all.
Nope. No, not at all. I mean,
oh, that's the new arcade place,
yeah,
right?
It's basically it's a lot like the Emporium if you've been in Chicago.
Yeah.
All the games are set to a quarter essentially.
Token play or whatever basically.
It's basically, you know, a dollar gets you four tokens. It's, you know, yeah. it's a good deal.
Yeah.
It was totally broed out there, which is
It's Uptown.
It's Uptown and parking.
It's all right, bro.
And parking was crappy, but it's Uptown.
Yeah.
However, I can't pass up cheap pinball and arcade. And the beer actually was reasonably priced, too. You got to adjust your hair there?
Yeah. I got a little wisps.
Well, in the true Halloween spirit and Cub Scouting, we were in the Halloween parade, the annual Halloween parade in Cottage Grove.
Oh,
there. Yes. It's a beautiful time. Actually, the weather was beautiful yesterday, actually, for it. I mean, who can complain about this weather, actually, around this time, you know?
There's been
times when we've been under how many feet of snow?
I went for a walkabout Friday. You know, we're 3 days to November.
Yeah.
And upper Mississippi, I saw a pleasure craft. I saw a pontoon going down the river. I'm going, this is not right.
Yeah.
Like, it's 70 degrees out. Like, you gotta go out and enjoy this.
So you're really thinking you could keep your houseboat out there?
Oh, I'm going to. That's a given.
Yeah. So.
So enough about our jibber jabber.
Who's jibber jabber?
Let's get into hockey here.
Do we need to actually talk hockey now?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. So, a little recap of, I guess, you know, we've had a like we said earlier, we've had a couple weeks off here, so
yeah,
we've got a couple weeks to cover.
Yeah,
pretty eventful couple of weeks.
It was a good couple weeks. Yeah,
I mean, overall, the Wild were at 5-1-1. So I mean, it's kind of hard to complain about those kind of numbers, but
damn it, I'm watching the chat.
Oh, come on, don't interrupt me now.
I know, come on, man. Sorry. Be a professional here.
So, yeah, the Wild were 5-1-1 over the couple weeks while we were off here. And, I mean, a couple wins against, you know, a couple of decent teams. Granted, you know, Los Angeles was minus Quick at the time and Gabrick, I believe.
Gabrick's out?
That is honestly the best part of that game.
Yeah.
Is Quick is out for groin injury.
Yes.
Gabrick is out for not a groin injury.
Right. but we did knock off the Maple Leafs and Boston and Buffalo and Dallas over the
Should
over
we be
the
getting
league.
Excited about beating Buffalo, though, at this point?
Well, Dubnyk was. Because that started his career with the Wild. Yeah, and he said he was looking forward to getting back there. So, what is he 2-0 with shutouts in Buffalo now?
He's the Saber Destroyer.
He's the Saber Destroyer.
I have the power.
That would be He-Man.
He does.
He kind of looks like He-Man. Like
that's
there.
Dubnyk.
He-Man.
That's what
Masters
that
wig
is.
Dude,
that's
He-Man. Universe.
That's He-Man.
That goes to Teresa, I think. I mean, that was
Teresa or Derek. Or
no, that was Derek. That's sorry. That was Derek. Was,
but yeah, I mean, like you guys said, though, Dubnyk, I mean, three shutouts in a row. I mean, talk about somebody who's on a streak. I mean, he's, you know, got a 9.952 save average right now, which is, I mean,
he
in my mind, that's pretty stellar.
I think he's sitting at top of the, or close to top of the NHL right now.
Well, you've got to be with numbers like that.
Well, and everyone was being like very negative going in, thinking Dubnyk is just a flash in the pan.
Right. He's really just an average goalie.
Granted, some of the saves was like, I mean, it was almost like he was taunting the opposition, like, you think you can score on me? Okay, go ahead. Let's do this. Come on.
Hold my beer.
Hold my Molson.
But then, you know, we also had Kemper. I mean, he gave up, what, 3 goals against, was it L.A.? Was he in that game? I'm trying to remember.
Kemper?
No, yeah. I
think Kemper lost against Islanders.
Yeah, yep.
He lost against the Islanders, but he gave up, yeah, he played against L.A. because he gave up the 3 goals.
There. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's kind of been far from, you know, great. His save percentage is only at .871. So, I mean, it's a little iffy and dodgy there. We also, though, we rounded it out now. All of our offensive players now have goals. Granny finally got his
All the players that have played all the games.
All
the offensive
actually,
players,
we're only missing. We're kind of. Well, we can deal with this later, but we're all the forwards except for one that have dressed now have a goal.
Birchie's
the only one.
Yes.
Oh, because he did come in.
But he,
was that Birchie's yesterday
still,
or the day?
He's played one game.
He's played one game, but he's still got a point. He's still got an assist.
Right. Yep. That's true.
So all of our skaters have at least an assist.
Right.
Have at least a point that have dressed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, we've had goals from all these offensive players now. And the team, I mean, they seem to kind of be playing like a team. I mean, what are your guys' thoughts on the team play and how all this stuff is getting distributed out here? And I mean, is this a team that is working like a team now? Is that why things are working out?
You know, I have to say though, this team, I mean, you look at this last game where, Boudreaux is like moving players in and out. I mean,
last game looked ugly.
It looked ugly.
It looked discombobulated.
But who won?
Well, we did.
And handedly.
Well.
It's hard to argue with the results.
It's hard to argue with a 4-0 game.
Right.
I mean, but the players.
But how much of that is the system?
The players look very discombobulated through most of the game. I mean, I think I said that to you during the second, going, who are we going to blame if they get this loss right now? Because everybody just looks out of place. And they looked out of place, but they happened to be in the right place at the right time.
No, it's true.
At the same point, and, which is very kind of oddball. Maybe it's a Boudreaux thing.
Well, and that's where I go back to. Maybe it's just the system is just, you know.
We're just going to put a bunch of people who don't know how to play with each other and chance will happen.
I mean, why not, right? I mean.
Well, and that's my question. I mean, is this a team actually playing like a team? Or is this more a matter of the coach? Just playing his chess pieces the right way?
I think there are certain lines that are clicking a little bit better. Zucker, was it Zucker Nino?
At this point, I don't even know what lines are because things are switching around so much now. There are certain pairings that have been, you know, pretty constant. You might have some pairings within lines that are together, like the Koivu-Granlund combo seems to be pretty consistent through this early season.
Yeah.
I'm going to say let's keep Koivu-Granlund on the power or on the PK.
The Finnish Wild Mafia?
Finnish Wild Mafia.
Yeah.
Halla if he was healthy.
Well, that's part of the problem, though. I won't jump the gun, but I'll let you ask another question here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so that being said, you guys kind of mentioned about how, Boudreaux has kind of bounced things around here a little bit and everything. Knock it off, because I can't take you seriously like that.
Oh, Kenny
looks... don't take my curls out.
Kenny looks totally like Derek Smalls. From Spinal Tap.
Big bottoms. All right. So anyways, Boudreaux, obviously we've seen that he's liked to kind of move things around. Maybe that's a matter of him just still trying to feel things out and figure out his team and what he's got here. But that being said, how long do you think Boudreaux should ride the hot hand of Dubnyk at this point? I mean, he seems to totally be in a complete zone. And, I mean...
let's see. 3 shutouts in a
row.
Yeah,
I mean, does that happen very often? I mean, that's...
Not with the Wild.
That's like a hat trick of shutouts. I don't think... I wonder how many times that's happened in hockey history, honestly.
Right. I mean, it's obviously, within the Wild perspective, it's unprecedented.
Right.
I got to say... You're going to have to give him a break at some point, but you wait until after he's given up a goal. I think that's really
good. Also, he gives up a goal and you pull him.
I'm not saying mid-game. But, you at least wait till there's a back-to-back. So you at least can say, oh, I got a back-to-back. I need to rest him.
Actually, I think Boudreaux's been pretty good about that, resting him when you get stuff like that. Whereas we've seen in previous goalies where they've literally ridden the hot hand.
Oh,
where it's like, oh, well, no, that this is our number one. He's playing Friday night, Saturday night, and Monday night, and then Tuesday night on top of it.
What about Wednesday?
That's a game off. Day off.
Okay. All right.
That's an optional skate, but you got to skate the goalie because he needs to get his practice in.
Yeah. And they need somebody to play goalie.
Yeah.
But to your point, though, Kemper hasn't looked great this year.
Yeah.
No.
I know during that Kings game, we were like, oh, crap, this is going to be a nightmare. Because he gave up goals early, and it's like, oh, I'm not optimistic at this point. And obviously,
we ended up winning that game.
We scored 6 goals.
It's hard to lose a lot of games when you score 6 goals.
Did we have 6 skaters that scored 6 goals?
No, I think Parisi may have had 2 in that.
Oh, one. I think you're right.
Yeah, but it doesn't change the fact that, when you have that kind of goal support, you're going to win a lot of games.
You definitely are.
And the Wild, I think, are still like, 3 or 4 in the league in goals scored. They're tearing things up. I don't know how, because this is not the same Wild team we've had, but I'll take what I can get, right?
Yep. And, I mean, so, yeah, Aaron, you mentioned Kemper there being far from stellar in his 2 games that he's played. Which, I mean, that's not a lot of games to really prove yourself, but, you know, do you guys think we should be concerned with Kemper's play at this point? I mean, if at some point in the season Dubnyk does happen to go down by injury or whatnot,
well, I mean,
is that something to concern us? Because, I mean, would that be the only thing that would be holding us back from, you know, reaching that potential that we're looking for? You know, some conference finals, maybe a Stanley Cup finals?
Well, you know, odds are at some point he's going to get hurt. And he might miss a game or, you know, two. And luckily, though, we've got Stalock, which I think at this point, I think Stalock and Kemper, at the very least, are about similar level. Mm-hmm. So
Stalock's not been doing too hot in the AHL right now.
But how much of that is a deflation of having to go to the AHL and playing with a team that hasn't played historically very well, at least over the last few years? How much of that is the sporting cast in Iowa?
You know? Yeah, but even if you're on a crappy team, don't you still want to give your all to make it up to the big game?
But if you got no defense, I mean, Riley was not a defensive force. And who else is playing defense in Iowa right now, in Des Moines? I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't think he's the best player ever. I don't want him starting. Mm-hmm. But at the same point, I'm not worried the fact that if Dubnyk goes down for a game or two, that all of a sudden we have Kemper and Stalock as our one.
Felsk is agreeing with me right now. Mischluk had two good starts as of late, but Stalock almost looks like he lost his game. That could be agreeing with you just going down as well.
I mean,
but yeah, no. Thank you, Felska, for bringing that up.
But how much of it is being in Iowa and that team that hasn't been, at least over the last half decade, been consistently good? You know, it'd be like saying that Polkinen goes down to Iowa. He's now scoring half as many goals as he did in Detroit. Well, it's because you're in Iowa, not in Grand Rapids. Well, right. Congratulations.
With that, though, Tim McHugh had also said that Stevens is molding a decor that should be able to weather the storm of mediocre tending, hopefully. But we haven't seen it.
No. Well, we have in Minnesota, in St.
Paul.
Not
in Iowa.
Not in Iowa, yes.
Although, literally, our shit tends to flow south through the Mississippi, so Iowa gets all of our shit.
So
figuratively
and literally.
I'm struggling to find a joke, but at some point there's a turd floating down to Des Moines joke in there.
Well, technically it kind of does the same thing when they were in Houston, because it's going right down 35.
Well, and our turds flow down to St. Louis too, so.
Yes, they do.
Have fun with Prosser in 2 years, St. Louis.
No, they already got the
Brodziak.
Yeah, Brodziak. Brodziak hit the pipe in the playoffs a few times.
Brodziak, the human turd.
Who's a turncoat for St. Louis?
Which one?
Fattenkirk.
Oh, you're thinking of Backus.
Yes, Backus.
But he's in Boston now, so.
Shipping up to Boston.
Right.
All right. So, with that.
Oh, yeah, the Blues do have yo, yo, yo.
See, we just ship our turns down.
Thank you, Teresa.
All right. With that, well, what do you guys say we get into our weekly wild card?
All right.
So we've touched on a little bit of this here and there, but let's get into it a little bit more in depth. All of our skaters that have dressed, with the exception of Berchi, now currently have a goal. And that was with Graevac getting his first NHL goal, I believe, last night. You know, so right now our top three scorers are Staal, Suter, and Coyle. Do you guys feel, I mean, with the scoring going all around, do you feel that come towards the end of the season that these three will still be on top of it? Parise is out right now.
But we'll see how long that's for.
Stahl's looking pretty good. He's in the spots where you want him to be, and I wasn't expecting that, because we usually have guys like he's getting. I don't know how he's doing it because he's scoring from spots that Pominville should be scoring from. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's not getting really into dirty spots or anything like that. It's just he's where the puck is and he's holding on to the puck with some sort of force. And as far as Suter, I mean.
Suter's been all over. Dude, he's been on point.
I've got no complaints of Suter's game right now. Coyle.
So you're saying keep him on ice 60 minutes a game now?
16?
60?
No, maybe 16 a period. He needs a 4-minute break here and
right.
there.
Okay. He needs a breather. I mean, come on now. You know, and Coyle's looked. I don't think. Coyle hasn't been super impressive, but that's. I almost think that's kind of Coyle's game is just being not impressive, you know.
But he can turn on the flash every now and then.
Sure.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. Yes.
He can do that and he can also grind time to time.
Right.
So yeah, and I mean I have to agree. I mean, with our top three that you mentioned there, really, I think that we need to expect a lot from them throughout the remainder of the season. But I think that with the way that the team behind them is performing, as long as that continues.
Wait, team performing behind the top three?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, no, I just want to get caught up on pace.
There's a sporting cast that those three rely on.
Right.
Much like our goalie.
Yeah. They can't do it all themselves.
right.
Our goalie has a team of 18.
Yeah. But
1,000.
But as it is now, I think with those three as our top three, and I mean then you pepper in, you know, Parisi as well into that mix, you know, I'd say top four, really. But when you're looking at that and what we're getting right now with the production from everybody else and that team play, I think that if we can continue that would make for a great end to the season. I can't guarantee that we would be Stanley Cup champions, but I can definitely guarantee that we would go deep into the playoffs if we can maintain this. You know, where
are you putting down a bet right now?
I would.
If
the sports bookie was open.
Aaron, opinions?
I already gave my opinion on that. All right. So,
pros, cons of actually having the goals spread out amongst all lines, all players.
The pros are obvious there. I mean, when a team is, you know, firing on all cylinders like that, and goals come from here and they come from there, it's hard for the other team to, you know, play against that and, you know, play their top line or top two lines against the top two lines of the other team when everybody's, you know, producing like that. So
right.
It's keeps the other team guessing, and it definitely is, it's an obvious benefit, you know.
Well, and I will also say that it's really, I mean, the joke is made, we don't have a number one line. We've got two twos and two threes.
Well, I think Boudreau and Suter both said that we don't have an all-star on our team.
Well, but at the same point, I think in the previous years, we've had one, two threes and a four. And
right.
no team like that is going to win anything. But right now we're playing like a team with two twos and two threes. And while it's not
like two medium guys and two fat guys, like how would that relate?
It depends, really.
How does it relate to ice hockey?
How many skinnies, how many mediums, and how many fatties?
Well, really, the fourth line is like a non-participant almost, right?
Okay.
So really, we were playing with like missing a skater. That's the way I view it, at least. You look at Chicago over the last few years, or LA, they've had like a number one line, two twos, and a three.
Right.
They've got really no. Their fourth line would be in our like number two line. You know, so that there's a difference in the way that lines are valued.
Yeah.
And I think that's really been, you know, visible this year and in the last few years. But this year is really kind of, for anyone who's watching the Wild, you're really seeing the difference in the ability or even just the way players are playing. Because we've got players that we've had for a while that are playing way better than they have, you know?
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think it's good. I mean, I like having the roundness of it. Speaking of roundness, our goalie situation is kind of an up or down depending on who's in. You know, right now Dubnyk is hot, and Jive, you had mentioned that, and Kemper is kind of not. Kemper in two games has a 4-goal against game average or four goals against average per game right now, which is, I mean, that's just ugly. Dubnyk, he is now set the Wild. Let me get this right. Dubnyk set personal, Wild, and Wild team record for longest time without allowing a goal. Currently 180 minutes and counting. You know, and that's his personal shutout record, the Wild single goalie record, and the Wild team. Like, as multiple goalies allowing it, he did it himself. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment right there. So,
and too bad you can't, like, not count the overtime goals, because...
There hasn't been.
Well, no, but if you go back to the game before that Dubnyk played, was... Yeah, it was in New Jersey.
That would have started the
overtime loss.
Yeah, but that last goal...
Well, you're basically saying regulation minutes.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Regular minutes. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Sorry, yeah.
You know, so, you know, obviously, you know, we'd like to see Dubs keep this up till the end of the season, but, I mean, how many more minutes do you think he has before he allows a goal? I mean, we got... Who do we have coming up right now?
700 minutes.
700. Aaron's going 700.
2 minutes. Do I have to defend this?
Wait a minute.
Do I have to defend this with logic?
We're doing Price is Right rules right now.
No. But you also have to explain, though, too. Is this, like, actual minutes or
him playing
game minutes?
No, him playing minutes.
His playing minutes. I would say that he's got about 13 minutes.
Left?
Couple 13.
It's going to happen sometime in this 13, game.
14,
I mean, odds are, you know.
So you're going 193.
Only a fool would predict that he's going to have another shutout because eventually he's going to give up a goal sometime.
He's a human,
you know.
Aaron, just keep bobbing your head.
He is.
I like seeing the blonde.
He is not a wall.
He has been.
Easy there, Kenny.
That's what she said.
Oh, man.
That's what she said.
So, Jive, you're going another 13 minutes?
Couple 13, 14.
I'll go second period. What the hell? No, I'm going to go first period. 7 minutes.
Seven minutes. 13?
Yeah.
If you don't move around too much.
I'm going to go into the second period. I'm going to say 34.
So nobody's saying he's going to have another shutout.
It would be...
Actually, Buffalo...
I'm going to go back and say it. It'd be foolish. Buffalo has been...
The next game?
Buffalo has been mediocre, but, you know...
Is Buffalo the next game?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then I'm changing my vote. I'm going to say within the next 84 minutes. I'm going another shutout.
Nostrakenius has called it
here.
Oh,
boy.
You heard it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going 84 minutes.
All right.
We get what? 12 minutes of a game and then it's over?
So that's where Jive went from there with the 13.
Oh, yeah, after the 12 minutes. Hey. All right. So our PK is still number one. I mean, and our power play is still kind of sucking. We've only allowed one goal while shorthanded. It happened to be at home. Currently leading the NHL with 96.2% and 24th in the power play division. Are you guys happy with how these special teams are going right now? I mean, like, we'd like to see more of an improvement in the power play, but could you live with this?
As Felska brought up, you know, the power play hasn't been great. However, the penalty kill has been spectacular.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will take any day a PK that's top of the league and a power play that's mediocre over a power play that is top of the league and a penalty kill that's at the bottom of the league. Because watching your team give up goals on the PK is morale crushing.
I agree.
Morale crushing and beyond that, I mean, when you take a look at it, if your team goes shorthanded, you're going shorthanded because a guy is digging or playing or usually, you know, most times it's not a cheap shot. You know, he's trying to protect something, keep a guy from getting somewhere or something like that. And if you have to play in fear of, you know, taking a penalty, that's going to, you know, open other avenues up besides that. So, yeah, I agree with you. You want the great penalty kill. I mean,
well, and you look at last night even, you know, Granny gets his first goal on a shorty.
Oh, that was also his first goal, his first game-winning goal, his first shorthanded goal, the team's first shorthanded goal.
Like, well, I mean, it's not his first game-winning goal.
Oh, yeah.
This season, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's, I mean, it was...
There was a lot of firsts in that for this season.
And it was a good goal. I mean, it was that little jig from Koivu.
Oh, that was a pretty... We actually had some very pretty goals against Dallas last night.
Yeah, no, totally. And we need more of that. I hope to see more of that. You know?
See more?
Butts.
Under the bleacher.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're moving on here.
Yeah, so Suter right now, with the exception of goals, is kind of leading us in points and almost everything else for top scoring from a defenseman who tends to glide a lot. Is this to be expected, or does he just happen to glide into the right spot at the right time?
Yes, it is. I hate to bring fantasy into this, but. I do have him drafted on my fantasy team.
Yeah, okay. Are we going there this week?
Well, I do remember. Well, this isn't even in our fantasy league.
The only fantasy we should be talking about is our
three in the box power play.
The power play.
Our power
but
play.
But I remember taking some crap for being a homer. That's all I got to say.
You're talking about our money league.
Yeah, money.
So, you know, the fact that Dubnyk got three shutouts in a row for you this week, is that what you're trying to brag on?
Oh, that one too? Oh!
I'm just going to say, no one cares about your fantasy team at all.
Oh, and Jive, I'm still beating you in points right now.
And no one cares.
Barely.
At all.
Doesn't matter.
Moving on.
Moving on up. Moving
to on the east side!
All right.
All right, in movements.
Foul.
We had Mike Riley recalled, sent back down, and then Erickson Ek, E-E-G-E-E, J-E-E? Are we calling him G? What are we?
G.
What's his name?
G. Who's that, G?
G? G?
Just call me.
What up, G?
But he's been great. 5 games, 5 points, 2 goals, 3 assists. And that's just averaging just over 10 minutes a game. So he's not even getting the minutes you would expect to be with that kind of output. You know, so if you are Boudreaux at this point, are you giving him more ice time? Or is the early success, is it just a matter of favorable matchups? Or against fourth line talent? Or are you just giving him more time? I mean, what are you thinking?
You know... Honestly, I think that, you know, he's definitely shown that he can, you know, play at this level. Once you start to give him more ice time, you know, I don't know if you have any sort of guarantee, though, that the production will be the same. It would be my only concern, I guess. But
it's like what happens when he's matching up against,
right,
you know,
top lines.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's a, you know, total different story. But he's done nothing to not deserve a chance at that. So, that said, I mean, yeah, I mean, keep him up.
You know, him, like the other youngsters we've seen come up lately, they've been proving themselves. And it's like, how can you how can you send them down right now? Dalpy is another prime example. Like, this kid came up, and he was, like, on the cutting block to, like, go back down, and all of a sudden he just starts putting pucks in the net or getting assists or developing plays, and it's like, you know, I think we're actually finally seeing the young up-and-coming guys that actually give a crap about what's going on and want to show rather than just be talked about how good they are.
So if you're talking about those kids and them, because there's gonna be a point right now with the injuries we have.
Sure,
there's gonna be a point where these guys, someone's gonna have to go down. Are you saying like Zucker or Granny or someone else should be sent down in favor of Dalpy or Birchie?
No, I.
Or Graevac?
No. I wouldn't say that. I'm saying I'm glad I don't have that job to decide on who has to get sent down.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, because that's not an easy decision right now. I mean, it's in all seriousness, that's not an easy decision to go.
No.
You're all doing great, but I gotta send one of you down. So please don't take this the wrong way, because we'd love to pull you back up again.
Well, speaking of being sent down, Pulkkinen was just sent down. He cleared waivers.
Again? No, he didn't clear the first time.
Not clearing waivers again. But
that's a good thing for the Wild, because that means the Wild can basically control him for this year.
Yeah.
And so with that, you know, he had one goal.
Not his first game.
I think it was his first game.
But anyways, he's played 8 games now. He's got 1 goal, 1 point. I don't know what you guys. From the way it sounds, it doesn't sound like anyone's thinking he went down too early, because considering the talent we've got here right now, are you guys looking forward to the fact that he might actually be able to contribute later? Do you guys think he will contribute later? Maybe that's a better question.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, he showed it when he is here. I mean, yes, it was only 1 goal, but. I think that he can play at this level. I don't know if it's a constant thing or a roller coaster thing with him at this point. I guess I don't know enough about him to make that judgment call. But I think that, you know, since we do have that option of somebody who is known to be a scorer, at least in the AHL level, or at the AHL level, I think to be able to have something like that, to be able to pull up, you know, late in the season when you get into those, you know, where you've got a few injuries up top, you need some guys to get some rest up top. I mean, and to be able to pull up somebody who, you know, may or may not be able to, you know, contribute, I think that would be good. And I don't know. I don't see it as an end of the season type thing. I see that, you know, he might be back and forth just the same as some of these other guys.
Well, and at the rate things are going around here, guys are these middle layer guys are going up and down as on the whims.
Most of our guys right now,
you know, so
half.
You know, it's like, so who knows at this point? I mean, I know Fels is saying that, you know, we're not going to see Pulkey for the rest of the year, but I'm not convinced. I mean, if I'm GM Chuck Fletcher, I'm not convinced that, you know, with anyone on this team at this point.
Well, and I mean, you know, injuries do happen, and injuries tend to happen at the same time. So I mean, if we happen to lose a lot of guys, we've got these third and fourth line guys that are staples that can move up with how everybody's been scoring into the first and second lines. You know, pull some of these other guys up. It might wreak havoc. It's probably going to happen in December, and we're going to lose like a, you know, a string of games, like as per the norm. But, you know, let's wait it out. I don't know. I would like to see these guys like that are scoring up here actually do that down in Iowa, because it's like they get sent down and it's like Iowa goes on a losing streak, and it's like you just had a bunch of NHL players playing in the AHL and now you can't win.
Well, and that's been a problem that's been going on for a few years. I mean, it goes back to how much it is these guys just sucking enough to go back down to Iowa, and how much is just Iowa sucking in general, you know?
Well, Iowa does suck in general. I mean, have you driven through there lately?
a time or two.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I think Jive's got in-laws in Iowa, so I don't think Jive's going to be talking too much about that.
Hey, and actually, really, when we go down to Iowa, we have a pretty darn hootin' good time. So.
You bring some hot dish with you and some Juicy Lucy's?
And then they give us, and we have some...
And they give you meth?
Made rights. Do you know what made rights are?
Is that meth?
No. It's a food.
I have no idea what a made right is. What is a made right?
You ever had a sloppy Joe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then you've had a made right. Oh, that's so what they call a sloppy Joe. Oh, my there. Lord. Yeah.
So it's basically their hot dish.
Yeah. Sure.
Casserole.
Let's have a casserole.
So moving on, we've had, speaking of all these ups and downs, we've had injuries to go along with that.
Yeah.
Right now, we've had Spurgeon. He missed four games during our little siesta here. He's back now. Dalpy left the game yesterday. Last I read, it was questionable whether he's going to be playing.
Well, they have
Tuesday.
A few days off, so I mean, right. Let's hopefully he can recover in that time.
Hola appears to be day to day with the lower body injury. Who knows what's going to happen there? Scandella and Parisi are both week to week, both with lower body, right knee, and
Scandella,
a foot injury.
Scandella was supposed to be, Dumba was supposed to be scratched against the game against Toronto.
Right.
Dumba got called up because Scandella went out supposedly due to illness.
Illness, right.
Which I heard there was something maybe going around, but now it's kind of sketchy that the fact that Scandella got like, you know.
Mumps squared.
Yeah, the measles.
Well, Scandella left the game mid-game, I believe, on...
Right after
Thursday?
He got back, but that was due to injury, I believe.
Right. That was a knee thing. So we've had some early on problems. We're still doing well.
Early onset wild.
Despite those issues.
Oh, I like that. Early onset despite those issues.
Okay, then.
That works for the wild injury report.
Oh, nerds.
Nope.
Woo-hoo!
Nope.
Oh, yeah?
Nope.
Yeah.
Try again. There we go.
So, can the Wild persevere whilst missing both Parisi and Scandella for extended periods of time? Or, you know, can they do that? Kenny? not even paying attention. Yes. You gotta stop looking at chat, dude.
Yes, they can proceed without Parisi because I think there's enough depth.
Okay.
I'm going to channel my inner Bill Murray.
Oh, no, don't, no, don't do it, don't
no,
do it.
No, you just said.
You are no Bill Murray, my friend.
One of the most idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are no Bill Murray, my friend.
No.
Whoa.
Whoa. Hey, don't get us banned again, Jive.
Okay, anyway.
No, that's the second time that Chrome just quit on me and I lost everything.
Well, it's because you have a Mac.
Yeah, right. I know, it was listening to me earlier. Parisi.
Hey, Billy, I'm getting a Mac. I'm sorry.
Here he comes.
Really?
He's having a tough time tonight.
Okay. So anyway.
What was the question anyways?
Yeah, what
I
was
totally forgot now.
Asked Chive. So what Aaron asked me, what's your answer?
Are we on a conference call here?
Yes.
Excuse me. Could you repeat that? I was doing something else.
I'm sorry. I was muted.
Could we only be so blessed?
I'm going to move on anyway. Luckily, I think the injuries of Parisi and Scandella have been eased a little bit by guys like Erickson Ek or Graevac who've
People stepping up.
They've stepped up. Yeah. They've had good starts.
Yeah.
So is this a case of them? Are they going to actually be able to take these hot starts? Is Erickson Ek going to be our Calder nominee? You know, or is this small sample size that we're looking at here? Because he's still a young kid.
It's going to be tough for Calder right now. I mean, when you got some of the other guys out there, Austin Matthews, you've got Lane.
Well, and even there, I mean, you talk about Austin Matthews. We do have a very small sample size. I mean, because he scored four goals in his first game.
He's been fairly quiet since then. I mean, but he's also been drawing a lot of attention to himself and has because of that, you know, Toronto, well, they're not winning, but they have been scoring goals on the power play and in different situations when he's been on the ice.
Well, and at least the Wild are scoring and winning, which is different than what Toronto does.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
yeah. Toronto's one four-goal game with Austin Matthews was like, oh, yeah, Toronto's going to be in it. And then it's just like, hey, nope.
Wah, wah.
Toronto's back to their normal.
Well, yeah, that's because it's a team sport. And when you do have the players that go out with the injuries, definitely you hope that the young kids can take that second to step up and play great, prove why they're there and why they're in the system. And, you know, that's only going to help out, you know, them in the long run when they're bidden to, you know, have that full-time gig up in the NHL at the big level. And, you know, so I think it's kind of to be expected, but I don't think that we can necessarily say that that's what's going to carry this team is, you know, the players down there. We definitely need to continue to see, you know, the young guys, the Dolpies and the X, and I mean, we need to see them produce stuff like that, but we can't expect them to, you know, be their game in and game out.
So, quick hits. Eric Sinek, A, does he make it past 9 games and get his full year? And B, if he does, is he a Calder nominee?
I think you answered your first question already. Yes, and I think he is a nominee.
Jive, what are you thinking?
Yes, and or just a nomination?
He's got to be, I think,
no,
top,
a nominee.
Or we're going to say top three or whatever, because that's what it usually is. It's usually three for the nomination, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And it's tough competition.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to say, yes, he will be with us more than 9 games. No, he will not get a nomination.
I'm gonna agree. It's going to be hard to send him down at this point, you know, when he's averaging a point a game.
Yep.
How do you send him down? At the same point with Matthews or Laine, I mean, it's like, how do you compete against those as far as your competition?
Maybe we'll check my hair. A little pot on my nose.
Oh, boy.
You guys got to talk about Vegas, though.
Okay. Anyway, upcoming games here. On Tuesday, the 1st of November. Oh, my God. We got
November already.
We're hosting Buffalo at home here. And, yeah, I think Kenny needs a moisturizer for his brain or his liver. It's probably his liver, actually.
Probably.
And on the 5th, Saturday, we have Minnesota at Colorado. We'll get to see the Avs for the first time in the regulation here. Yeah. Hopefully we'll do a little better than we did during the preseason.
Think we'll all be like spying from the rafters or something.
While we'll just be like sneaking. It's like, I don't know how you would sneak, but you know.
Yeah. However.
However.
Yeah.
So let's get into some Twitter talk. Why don't we?
Sounds good.
First question. Derek Felska at State of Hockey News, who's actually in chat if you're watching the video. Derek, this question's for you. Did you guys feel a buzz for hockey in Vegas, or was it pretty muted still in Sin City? Do you like desert nights? So Jive and I were in Las Vegas this past week for a work conference, for a drinking conference.
According to my youngest daughter, when I got home, I was back from vacation.
So. Sylvie would have said that.
Yes, she would have.
Well, she's probably a sponge and probably learned it from someone else.
Uh-huh. So, Aaron, now you know what he really does when he works from home.
Yeah.
Oh, Daddy, are you on vacation again?
Yeah.
Every Friday you're on vacation, Daddy.
I wish.
Except he doesn't work from home on Fridays.
Thursdays?
No.
No.
There's no such day. It's a nice try there. Anyway, back to the question. As far as hockey, I saw no NHL logos anywhere. I saw no mention of hockey, I think, anywhere.
Yeah. We did see the arena, though.
We did see the arena a couple times. We had a couple or a few, you know, events there.
Yeah. I think that the arena is a decent arena.
It's,
I
mean, all right.
It's nothing spectacular.
It's no Excel. Is way better.
Yeah.
I think the lower seats on the upper deck of Excel are better seats than the bad seats on the lower deck at this arena. Yeah. This arena is much. It felt much smaller.
It looked much more compact. Yeah. From what the pictures that you sent me?
I don't know that it was compact. I just don't think it had the capacity.
Yeah.
The same capacity. You know, whereas X will kind of tier things.
Right.
They were doing more like the old school bowl stack.
Yeah.
And that actually, I think, kind of hurt.
Yeah. The actual number of people that they could pack in.
Right. And the suites, because of the events we were at, we have to be in the suites and stuff. And the suites... The suites at the X are way better than the suites in Vegas there. So,
well, you know, I mean, they're going to have the turnout of Florida.
Oh, well, maybe not, though. You're not going to have the home crowd.
No, you're going to have the business crowd.
Right. They're going to have a lot of conferences and people, like, doling out money for their suites and comp tickets and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But that's going to make for a terrible home crowd.
That's going to be great come, you know, Stanley Cup playoffs.
Right.
If they make it.
Well, as far as the Desert Knights name, I still think it's the dumbest name in the world, but.
I think that their color is going to be T-Mobile pink in the being in that arena. They'll be pink. The Desert Knights.
Yeah.
Teresa, Japanese tourists. Can you see a bunch of Japanese tourists in there watching hockey?
I could.
Yeah, totally could, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Definitely.
And they'll all be wearing face masks, too. Because there's a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah, when they travel, they get worried they're going to, you know.
Oh, the SARS masks.
Yes.
Yep.
That style of mask. Not like Jason.
Not
Jason
like,
hockey mask.
Not like Lucha Libre.
No. Not like what your face looks like every day.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Shots fired.
So, how does it feel to finally have hair on your head again?
Feels great, actually. You know, this is the quickest it has grown in like a long time. I tell you,
well, you should just stop shaving your head all the time.
I know.
Let's see what happens after 2 weeks. What it looks like.
Okay.
In it to win it.
Hey, Jive, that no shave November thing.
I'll do it on my head.
Yeah.
You want me to?
Yeah, me and you.
I have a fro, dude.
Yeah, all right, let's see it.
Okay. All right, you're on.
All right.
When does November start?
Tuesday.
All right, we're there. Sounds good. Let's get to our next Twitter question, though. How about another one from our good friend Eric Falska? Restaurants, they often have contests, for instance, like this week, since the Wild scored more than four goals, we have free Frosties every day, every day. Yeah.
I've had them twice now.
So with that, you know, what kind of a prize would be appropriate for like a restaurant food item or something like that for Dubnik's, not one, not two, but three shutouts?
Well, we're beyond goose eggs, right? Because that's double ot. That's 0-0.
What would be triple ot? So do you like a three egg omelet? Three egg omelet. Why not?
A three egg omelet.
Or...
That's kind of boring.
I know somebody had mentioned.
But you know what? If you're a businessman, that's cheap as shit. Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah. What's that extra egg in there? You're already pretty much doing a three egg omelet, no matter what.
It's like 30 cents, you know?
Why not three pancakes or three donuts?
It has been like the triple stack or a three layer cake, I think, has been mentioned. I don't remember who mentioned it to us. Canny, maybe? Tweeted it?
I don't know. All I'm going to say is my idea, maybe not so much for the three in the row, but for each shutout,
right?
There should be a free donut somewhere. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We beat them 4-0. Everybody gets a donut. Going to holiday, SA, pick up your free donut.
So right
get
now,
get your super mom's food poisoning right here.
That's right.
So we're at three
for free at least.
What about donut holes?
Oh,
we're at three holes right now.
What?
Where do you get donut holes though from? And one donut hole is very, very small.
That just looks cheap.
Yeah.
And no one's gonna wanna advertise get your three holes here.
Get your three holes filled here.
Jesus Christ.
Three holes in the box.
Do you have to go there?
Three holes in the box.
Wow.
I wasn't even going in the box. I was just saying three holes filled here.
I thought you were gonna go three in the hole. That was even worse, so exactly.
So what's the goalie hat trick though?
A goalie hat trick. Who says?
Who says that?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Isn't that three shutouts?
Three shutouts.
Okay.
So what's the food item? Did we decide on something?
Yeah, we just talked about that. Next question.
All right. Favorite Halloween candy or most memorable house for trick or treating as a kid? Full size bars, three in the box. That's from Megan Canny.
Oh, full size bars.
At
love
Uncanny
those
underscore Megan.
Well, see, I grew up in the ghetto, so we never ever got full size candy bars. Like ever.
Oh, come on.
Although one house.
See, there was one.
No, it wasn't full size candy bars. It was cans of soda.
That's pretty damn good, too.
There was one house, though. One single house.
That's right.
It's not, like, not like you kids in South Minneapolis getting all full.
Oh, really? No, I tell you what. You know, it's the full-size candy bar because that's like the one or two houses that you remember. Like, you'll be going around the next year like, oh, I remember. They gave us a full-size candy bar.
I never got a full-size candy
bar.
They
gave us a full
ever.
Snicker bar.
You remember the house that I remember? Gave us, like, fucking corn balls. Remember corn balls?
Yes. Corn balls or popcorn balls?
Popcorn balls.
Yeah. Oh, those are awesome.
Not a full bag of them, but a full
popcorn ball. That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is.
Would you rather have a candy bar or a popcorn ball?
Jive, you need to bring
one
your,
of each.
You need to bring your. You need to bring your kids to Derek Felska's dad's house, his neighborhood. Because his dad gives beer to the neighborhood dads who knock on their door and they're taking their kids trick-or-treating. This is according to Teresa.
I could probably buy a 12-pack for as much as it's going to cost me to drive out there.
Well, I'm
pretty sure they're on the northeast end and I'm on the southeast end.
Yeah.
They're northwest, yeah. So you're opposite ends, right?
I'm going to have to steal one
northwest, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Northwest, yeah, southeast. Yeah, yes, yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Fellas, guy will be like Natty Light.
Natty Light? Oh, that'll get me messed up pretty quick. No.
That'll make the ride home fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that 2-hour ride. That...
Trick or treat.
Trigger. Oh, was that a trick or treater? Oops.
Jive will have his clown face paint on.
With the wig.
Give me your beer.
No, we usually have a pretty good time in my neighborhood, though. A couple of us parents will drag around a cooler, and we'll have a couple of beverages
nice.
With us.
So what's your most memorable?
So my parents always brought me to the malls and whatnot. So, like, Apache Plaza, Rosedale, do all that stuff, like, through the stores, call it an early night, except for they'd bring me to my aunt's neighborhood where my cousins were at, because it was, like, the nice neighborhood of Northeast, like right by the river. So it's like all like the expensive houses. And yeah, we would get like full size candy bars and like cans of pop and the whole nine yards. Like here's silver dollars like going into your bag.
Yeah, I never got any of this.
See, and I think that I have figured out your problem, Aaron, because one of the best houses that I went to, like Kenny here, you know, I didn't actually trick or treat in my own neighborhood.
You went to your.
I went to my cousin's house and my
to the
aunt's
rich
house.
Relatives' neighborhood.
Yeah, over in the southwest side of Minneapolis.
Oh, see, now you're getting closer to Edina.
Getting close to Edina there.
Cake
exactly.
eater.
Exactly. Well, pretty much, you know. but hey.
Well, you know, right. You know, those people don't like you, your kind of people coming to their neighborhood. You know
hey,
that.
Hey, it's dark out. They can't see me. But anyway, so my favorite house of all time was actually probably about a block and a half away from my cousin's house. And, you know, we're out, we're running from house to house to house. And I was probably about 9 or 10 years old this year. And I'm leading the way, you know, out darting as fast as I can to the next house, you know, trying to fill up the pillowcase of candy that I have. And I'm running up to this house, and this house has a couple pillars on it. And then like a little awning kind of, so it's not necessarily a porch, but like kind of just a, you know, a covered front step area.
A stoop?
Yeah.
Covered stoop?
Yeah. It's got a roof over it,
yeah.
But it's not enclosed. But so I'm running up
stoop.
Here.
I think stoop yeah. is fair. Yeah.
I'm running, and all of a sudden, poosh, right in front of me. Just this, like, body just drops flat on the ground. And I was like, I stopped dead in my tracks, and I turned around, and I ran so fast. But looking back at it, they, you know, because I had to drive past there several times, too, you know, every other time when we went to my cousin's house for other holidays or whatever. And I saw the house in the daylight, and, you know, I could see how they did it. They had, you know, somebody was sitting up on that little roof part and just waiting for you to come running up, and they'd just drop it off over there.
Well,
scared the living crap out of me.
I remember me and my buddy did that at my house because my dad owned a duplex. It was a top-bottom duplex.
Yeah.
And we knew who was renting the top part. So we'd crawl out on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids would roll up unsuspectingly. We had a dummy made of, I don't know what, leaves, newspaper. I don't
leaves
even remember.
And stuff, yeah.
And whoever's on top would like scream something, and all of a sudden the dummy would go plopping down. The kids would crack their pants.
Oh yeah.
It was the funnest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. See, I had that high school, like too old for trick or treating, you know, too young to go out and do anything fun. So, you know, full on camouflage jacket, camouflage pants, and like one of the stupid rubber masks that you'd get from Target for like $10 or whatever. Hanging out because my neighbor's tree, you could kind of climb up a few levels. It was like it was a full evergreen, so like it went all the way down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Climb up, and basically as kids would come walking up, I'd come out of the tree behind them as they're up on the steps to get candy after they ring the doorbell. Just like, you know, drop it in. And, you know, the older kids, you'd kind of run up and scare them. The younger kids, you just slowly creep up behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that just sounds really bad.
Right. It sounds very bad.
I think it goes about what Falsco was saying. Kenny's going trick-or-treating this year. You know it.
You know, I do have to say...
I'm done. I'm going home. You guys suck.
I do have to say, when I was lucky enough that that kind of in-between time there, when you're too old to go trick-or-treating, too young to go out and do anything real fun.
Right.
You know, I still went out with a couple of friends that night. It happened to be the night of the Halloween blizzard.
I'm happy you brought it up because I was in the same boat. And yeah, I was like, I shouldn't have been
awesome
trick-or-treating,
times.
But it was,
yep.
You know, snow was starting to fall at the earlier, it was early, late, you know, it was like 9 o'clock-ish.
See, this is where 3 years between us makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Because at that point, we're talking 6th grade to 9th grade.
Yeah, it's, but at that point, you know, me and
I was getting sixth graders high when I was in ninth grade. I kid.
But we are at the 25th anniversary of that big blizzard.
We are.
And we all, anyone who's of our age remembers that storm.
See,
you know?
This is what happens when a Minnesota team wins a World Series is right after.
Hell freezes over.
Hell, basically. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys got your cake, but you're not going to eat it, too.
At least you can't get to the store to get it. All right.
So I think that's Twitter talk. We totally derailed on Halloween there, but you know, with our fabulous hair, we kind of have to, right?
Fabulous.
So Kenny, where can people find you?
Most places, if you just look for Nostrakenius, you can find me. Now Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest now, because I had to.
We're looking for fabric patterns or
no.
Here comes.
they're the Lodge cast iron. Like, I love my cast iron skillet. They had this giveaway for one of their little charcoal grills and whatnot, but their four things to follow them on were Twitter, Instagram. I was like, done. Sign up for their email. Yep, okay. And then Pinterest. And I was like, oh, crap. I got to go sign up for a Pinterest account just to try to win a cast iron grill.
I will say, though, if there's any guys watching or listening, sign up for a Pinterest account and follow whatever your wife is doing. Great Christmas gifts. Swear to God. You're going to look like a rock star. Unless they're like pinning everything that's like $1 billion. And then you say, well, fuck you. I'm not going to be doing that. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, Jive, where can people find what you're up to?
Well, apparently, according to Felska, you can follow me on, what is it? Follow Arts and Crafts with Kenny on Pinterest now.
Arts and Crafts with Kenny.
I'm going to pin that right now.
Kenny Stewart.
Coming in hot.
For me, I'm at about.me/heyjive. You can find out some things that I'm doing. Which I don't know. It's not too much these days. You got
no arts and crafty things.
No, you guys got the most of me here. I'm no Martha Stewart. So
cool. Well, as for myself, you can find links to everything that I'm doing at about.me/TheAaron. Thanks everyone for listening. If you got questions, send us tweets, #3ITB. Otherwise,
we like to eat them for lunch too.
Yeah,
we should be a little bit more regular now these days.
Because
we're eating our Tweeties for lunch. So that means that we get to be regular.
That's what she said.
It's that time of year, you know.
It is.
And then, but you can tweet #3ITB. We'll probably read your questions on our show. Otherwise, you can listen to our podcast at our website. 3inthebox.com or through your favorite podcast player. That's it for this week's show. Thank you.
Hello.